The latest on the London bombing investigation now, British police have arrested another 9 suspects, bringing the total of number of people in custody to 20. The chief of the Metropolitan Police says his force is racing against time to find the 3 suspected bombers still at large before they strike again. So far, only 1 primary suspect has been detained in one of the largest and most difficult investigations in British history. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
Yassin Hassan Omar is undergoing his second day of interrogation at the high-security Paddington Green Police Station, London's main detention facility for suspected terrorists. Experts say that, like other Muslim detainees, Omar will be getting halal food and a prayer mat, and he's likely to have seen a lawyer. Former Metropolitan Police counterterrorism officer Charles Shoebridge says that this treatment is not intended to make him feel at home.
The reason officers are doing this isn't because they're being particularly compassionate, although it would help, of course, with any rapport-building exercise that is being looked after, but mainly, of course, because nobody wants any possible future court case to be compromised by any sense of ill treatment.
Of the 20 people police have in custody, Yassin Hassan Omar would appear to be the most valuable. He could lead them to 3 other men suspected of last week's attempted bombings and still at large. He might also reveal as yet unsubstantiated links between the July 7th and July 21st attacks. But it could also take authorities some time to pry useful information out of him. Or Omar may not even know the identities of his own recruiters and handlers if they're good at covering their tracks. At any rate, Shoebridge says, police have little else to go on.
It's clear, I think, from people working on the inside that from the outset, the police have been hampered by a lack of usable intelligence, not just with the 7th of July, but also the 21st of July incident.
Following the attempted bombings on July 21st, police said they had scored a windfall of forensic evidence from the unexploded bombs. But it's unclear where that trail has led. What seems to have been more helpful has been the thousands of hours of video footage from underground cameras, from which the police have plucked photos of the suspects. As former Metropolitan Police Commander John O'Connor explains, sorting anything of value out of the floods of data the police get is difficult.
So you can imagine that there's a vast amount of intelligence is flowing into the system, and the skill in the various commanders is in prioritizing that information and acting on the best possible quality information, because it's vital. They are in a race against time. They do believe these people are in possession of explosives, and they do believe that they're in a desperate situation.
The overseas manhunt has been equally inconclusive. Police have learned that at least 2 of the 4 July 7th bombing suspects had recently visited Pakistan and may have met with suspected terrorists there. But Pakistan has sometimes balked at apprehending such figures, allegedly because they have links to Pakistani intelligence services. And recent raids on madrasas or religious schools in search of suspects have antagonized Muslims in Pakistan. Last week, President Pervez Musharraf asserted that he had cracked down hard on terrorism and was not responsible for the actions of Britain's homegrown bombers.
These were characters who were born in England. They are British nationals. If they travel on British passports and come to Pakistan, we don't stop them.
British Transport Police put all available officers on the London Underground today, the 3-week anniversary of the July 7th bombings. It was an attempt to reassure a jittery public. The officers were also handing out leaflets in the hope of coaxing tips out of people. The police have their public relations work cut out for them, following the shooting last Friday of Brazilian electrician Jean-Charles de Menezes. Citizens were already fearful of another wave of bombings. The shoot-to-kill policy has now made many people nervous about the presence of armed police. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.